Later this month, some of the world's most powerful politicians will jet into Northern Ireland for the G8 conference. Obama, Putin, Cameron, Merkel, they'll be among the big names at the Fermanagh summit. It's been hailed as a great boost for Northern Ireland's economy and image, but not everyone is glad to see them. The G8 Not Welcome campaign held a public meeting last night ahead of planned protests. Cal Thomas is a US columnist, strong ties to Northern Ireland. Morning to you, Cal.
Good morning, Stephen. My favourite radio show in Northern Ireland. I listen to it all the time when I'm over there.
Well, that's very kind of you, Cal. Thank you very much. And Gary Mulcahy is from the G8 Not Welcome group. Morning to you, Gary.
Morning, Stephen.
Why not welcome? Is it not good to have these world leaders in our wee country?
Well, it isn't, because what the G8 represents is stealing more money out of the pockets of ordinary people and the poor worldwide, and take that money and put it into the hands of big corporations. The G8 is also responsible for supporting, both militarily and financially, dictatorships across the world that treat people like dirt, like animals. For example, the Bahrain regime has been viciously suppressing democratic movements in that country. Ordinary people have been killed by that regime and has got the solid backing of the G8. So, you know, the G8 doesn't represent the interests of ordinary people. It represents really the corporate interests of the major multinationals worldwide.
Yeah, but the major multinationals, Cal, let you come in a second, but it's the major multinationals, Gary, who are among the industry leaders who provide employment, who create employment, who return millions, if not tens of millions of pounds in tax.
Well, that's not... That's factually incorrect, Stephen.
That's factually incorrect.
I was on your show last week where you announced the billions of pounds that multinational companies avoid in taxation. So for example...
Well, that's corporate tax you're talking about.
98 of the top 100 companies in Britain use tax havens. They don't pay any tax. Number two...
Incorrect. Stop. Incorrect. That's factually incorrect. That's corporation tax you're talking about, which is one of the taxes...
They use tax havens to avoid...
Corporation tax is one of the taxes you're talking about, but every one of those companies, because they're employing people, because they have employees, this is often forgotten in discussions like this, they will be paying employers' national insurance. That's a tax. It sits at around 12% of someone's salary. The employer talks about it. It is utter nonsense to say that these corporations, even if they do have tax havens, are not paying tax.
Well, they pay a tiny, 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 tiny percentage of the tax that they should be paying. Okay, so it's not true to say that these companies benefits ordinary people.
It's not the discussion we're having today, is it?
That multinational companies have laid off a lot of workers here in Northern Ireland. For example, Seagate laid off thousands of workers recently. So it's not true that they create jobs. They go wherever in the world they can to try and exploit people and pay the lowest.
Cal, what do you think about this? They're right to protest, of course. Presumably, you would support the freedom to protest, Cal.
Absolutely, yes. I think that... anybody should have the right to peacefully protest and to raise their flag and let people know what they think. But look, we've seen these people in the U.S. and all around the world. They're members of what I would call the political traveling community. They're basically socialists. They're redistribution.
Well, hold on.
They want to take from the productive and give to the unproductive. Look, I'm for opportunity. I think partially right that the governments spend too much and too much. A government in the United States, the UK, other places has grown too big, and it is not fulfilling the needs and wishes of individuals who produce the goods, services, and the jobs and the tax money, which continually rises. The United States, for example, has the highest corporate tax in the world, along with Japan. And yet, we just never seem to have enough money because the politicians won't stop spending.
Well, what are you doing in these protests? There's a problem on your line, by the way, Cal. You're breaking up quite a lot. Gary, what form are these protests going to take?
Well, there will be people from across Europe who'll be attending the protests because they'll be protesting against the austerity measures which the G8 supports, which is ruining the lives of ordinary people right across Europe. And it's actually making the recession deeper Eurozone has gone back into recession, and it's causing massive unemployment. And we'll have people from right across the UK and Ireland will be coming to Enniskillen. We have buses organised from across the from right across Ireland to come up to Enniskillen on the 17th of June, and we'll be assembling at the Enniskillen Library at 6:30 and having a peaceful march down to as close as we can get to the summit. And we'll be having speakers from the trade unions, from anti-fracking campaigns, and lots of different groups will be taking part, because the G8 represents a widespread attack on democratic rights, on the environment, on workers' rights. So that will be reflected in the demonstration.
It's hardly sending out the right message for Northern Ireland, though, and the opportunity that there is for Northern Ireland exposure throughout the world, and telling people what's good about this place. And yet you want them to see a message, G8 not welcome.
Well, what's good about this place is that people care about what's happening to people across the world. For example, the Turkish regime is backed by the G8. The Merkel government has very close links to the Turkish regime, which is killing protesters on the streets. We're saying that the decent people of Northern Ireland are going to be saying, we do not welcome these regimes that back up dictatorships across the world. We stand shoulder to shoulder with ordinary people across the world. And we oppose a world where profit is number one motive.
Okay.
We stand for an alternative where people's needs come first.
Okay, Cal Thomas is back with us. You actually want more cuts, Cal, is that right?
Well, I think that government spends too much and taxes too much, and that's one of the major problems. Gary talks about dictatorships. All of these countries that are part of the G8 have elections. Now, you may not like the election results, but if you don't like the election results, the way to do it in a free and open society is to campaign to elect the kind of people you want. That has been the tradition in democratic societies since democracy was first given to us. Look, I think that we should be talking more about opportunity and not spreading the wealth around, as President Obama has famously said. We don't have just one pie from which all must eat. We can give people recipes to make their own pie, to work, to get jobs, to produce goods and services that other people want, to create jobs for these corporations, as you have said. I think that's the way to go, not to take from the productive and subsidize the unproductive.
Okay.
That's socialism.
Cal, thank you very much, Guy. Lovely to talk to you this morning. All the very best.